The Political Program of Unión del Barrio, a program for political direction, consciousness raising, and liberation struggle. Introduction. Historically, Unión del Barrio has been among the few raza organizations that actively attempts to stay ahead of ever-changing local, national, and world conditions as they relate to our communities within the current borders of the United States. Though we have evolved over time, we remain committed to the fundamental objective of winning the complete liberation of all raza, from Chile to Alaska, as well as supporting struggles for self-determination of the world's oppressed peoples and nations. We are La Raza, the people of these lands, and we reject and challenge any and all manifestations of colonial, imperialist, and neoliberal oppression. Our use of the term La Raza is understood as meaning the people and encompasses the entire population of Nuestra America. It is a progressive term that unites our cultural, ethnic, gender, and racial diversity with the common aspirations of indigenous and Latin American nations. Used together, La Raza of Nuestra America represents our transcontinental unity as a people sharing a similar political condition, culture, history, and class interest. The struggle of Unión del Barrio is one part of an indigenous resistance across North and South America, from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego, with politically imposed borders that primarily serve the interests of an international capitalist elite currently led by United States imperialism. Unión del Barrio is a revolutionary organization of disciplined and honest individuals committed to advancing the science, strategy, and organizational structure necessary to overturn our oppression towards the liberation of Mexico and Nuestra America. What remains is our long-range task of building a party capable of winning recognition from the majority of La Raza, who accept our efforts as representative of a path to a better future. We work tirelessly to unify the collective power of Raza workers, women, educators, students, barrio youth, indigenous communities, and prisoners into a single, strong, and sustainable social movement for self-determination. One of the principal shortcomings of our movement during the Chicano power period, roughly from 1965 to 1975, was the absence of a coherent ideology. This political weakness made organizations and individual activists susceptible to self-serving interpretations of our struggle. Debates framed the movement as one for civil rights, as an auxiliary to white workers, or based only on developing an identity within the United States. Deeper questions and challenges to the movement went unanswered by the political programs of the time, and this ideological frailty hindered organizational consolidation and led to the burnout, dropout, or sellout of many strong activists. Furthermore, this made our movement more susceptible to state-sponsored infiltration and repression. We live in a time where change is constant, crisis is permanent, and nothing is static. Opportunists argue that the most pressing struggle is to accommodate and assimilate to change as defined to us by United States imperialism. For Unión del Barrio, it has not been a simple matter of adapting our principles to current conditions, but holding fast to our political program, which illuminates the enduring principles of revolutionary struggle. While exploitation, neocolonialism, and imperialist aggression continue to exist, our priority is to expand our work, sharpen our ideology, and further consolidate Unión del Barrio as a revolutionary organization. This is what we have done since our formation, and what we will continue to do as part of the liberation struggle in Mexico and Nuestra América. This is our contribution to the worldwide struggle to end the subjugation and repression of the vast majority of people on the planet Earth. Since our founding in 1981, Unión del Barrio has understood the need for a political program capable of guiding our movement. For this reason, we have expanded, refined, and enriched our political program, bringing us closer to building a vanguard party necessary to assume a leading role as part of the liberation struggle of Mexico and Nuestra America. One of Unión del Barrio's principal contributions to the Chicano movement has been the development of an ideology that speaks to the immediate needs of our communities. With this political program, we address the realities of La Raza and provide a vision for the urgent defense of our rights and interests within the present boundaries of the United States. Furthermore, this political program embraces and advances our connection to the rest of Latin America, as well as defines our relationship to all oppressed and colonized peoples on this planet. In a revolutionary organization, effective collective action comes from a cohesive ideology and subsequently requires a political program capable of guiding our organizational efforts towards freedom and self-determination. This political program represents our principles of unity, the anchor of our theory and practice, and serves as a guide for organizational leadership, structures, and members involved in day-to-day struggle.
Que ser zapatista no es estar armado ni estar en la montaña, ni siquiera estar en Chiapas.